Pencils down, everybody. Behave yourselves because it's time to listen to this great podcast. My name is Cyril, and what's a brother got to do to get some Skittles up in here?
Nothing. All right. So this week, before we even started the show today, I sat down in my seat and I just turned to Cyril and said, "So, what are we actually talking about today?"
She did, yes.
And we sort of didn't come up with anything.
No.
Which is a great sign.
As usual.
Yeah. So what I did was I Google searched maybe my favorite person. I'm going to just go on a stretch and say probably our favorite person for the show at this point. And if you don't know who that is, you should listen to all of our episodes.
That's true. Yes. Go back.
Obviously, I Google searched Rick Ross.
Rick Ross?
Yeah. So, when I Google searched Rick Ross, the first thing that hit, like, literally the first thing that, first sentence that Google came up with for me is, the thing Rick Ross wants for his 39th birthday costs $65 million. And then I said, thank you, Rick Ross. Thank you. Because that's all I needed from you.
Yep. And, I mean, in my head, when you mentioned that's what came up, I was trying to guess in my head what it was that he could want for his 39th birthday. And all that came to my mind was 65 extremely high-class hoes. That's all that came to mind.
$1 million apiece.
Exactly.
So, okay, but here's the deal with this. Like, from the start, 39th birthday.
Right, yes. It's not even a significant number.
Right. Exactly. It's like one of those years that you're like, let's just ignore I even have a birthday.
Yep, that's
right? You know, like, you're like, okay, up till you're like, what, 12? Okay, fine. Till you're like 18, every single birthday is like super exciting.
Yep.
I'm going to say 17 is not an exciting birthday. Most people are like, let's get over with this.
Right.
But like up to 18, every birthday. After that,
yeah,
you only really care about like the bigger ones.
That's,
you know,
true.
Like your 25th birthday is like your quarter life,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And then like your 40th birthday, your 30th birthday, when you finally are like, wow, I'm actually an adult for real now.
Yep.
Right? Yep. 40, 45, 50, mm-hmm. You know, sort of know it. 39.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go to the Party City store and try and find a 39th birthday celebration. You know what?
Maybe he's celebrating what he would call, and it will not surprise me if he says this, it will be his third time becoming 13. That's all that I can come up with. Yeah, do the math here.
No. I was okay. Able to do the math. I okay. Was just like, can Rick Ross really do the math?
That's one of my thoughts. Yeah.
And second of all, really?
I know, yeah. That's what I might do on my 39th birthday. I might say, now I'm actually rebooting, you know, as I've hit 13, I'm rebooting
again.
Right,
exactly, because I agree with that, actually.
Okay.
That is a completely valid statement for you.
Right, yeah.
You count up to 13, and then you restart again at 1,
yeah.
Which makes next year very exciting
for
all of us.
It does, because then that's when I'm going to be hitting 13 again.
Right. So it's going to be the peak of your mature level.
Yes.
So let's see what in-depth conversations we can get to at 13.
I know.
The year after that, you go back to being 1.
Wow. And
so excited.
I'm going to sound like the special guest we had last week.
Almost fell out of my chair.
But actually, the thing that I guess was most disturbing out of this entire discovery for the last few minutes was that I am the same age as Rick Ross.
Right?
That is,
and you are not blowing $65 million on, because we haven't said that yet, what
right.
He decided to purchase for what he wants to buy for $65 million.
It's painful.
It's painful. It's horrible. And being from Miami, Florida, I am still thinking that it is painful and ridiculous.
Worst idea ever.
He wants to buy a piece of the Miami Dolphins. Question, why?
Why? Yeah. Nobody thinks about the Miami Dolphins. Nobody truly cares about the Miami Dolphins. I don't get why he would do that to himself.
So one thing that my dad actually says every year, anytime anybody says like, hey, you know, what are your thoughts? Are the Miami Dolphins going to the Super Bowl this year? My dad always responds, yes, they bought their tickets. Which is, that is completely correct.
Yes. They are probably one of the most forgotten teams in the NFL. They're a black hole. Really are.
You know what I just realized? This conversation is partially relevant to current events.
In what way?
Isn't, like, the Super Bowl happening, like...
The Super Bowl is indeed happening in
Like, soon, right? I have no idea.
It's happening in, like, 3 days.
In, like, 3 days. Yes. All right. I just know that there's commercials.
That's right,
and
yes.
And there's, like, sales at the grocery store for Super Bowl stuff.
Right. Sodas and chips and salsa right. And, you know, yeah, the kind
That's
of
how I know when Super Bowl season okay. is yeah. upon us.
Yeah. There actually were some football games played leading up to it.
What?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, a whole bunch of controversy going on about deflated footballs and a guy who doesn't want to talk to the media. And strangely enough, Skittles, which I started the show with. But all this stuff going on that leads up to the Super Bowl.
Watch my level of... Okay, fine. Listen to my level of care and concern.
There's none. Zero. Yeah. That's fine. I'll handle that. I will handle that. I will have enough interest in the football for both of us.
In the football.
In the football, yes.
In the football.
So I'm just going to...
This like behind the bars?
It's very much like behind the bars. So I'm going to keep my interest in the football to myself, given that I'm not a Seahawks or a Patriots fan. I'm a Broncos fan. So I'm just going to watch the game and leave it at that. But we don't actually need to discuss football right here. But... We were discussing the Miami Dolphins, so there really wasn't much football involved.
Right, exactly. That is true. That's good. But I just read a little piece of the article.
Okay.
Which I didn't really have any comprehension of it because I was listening to you and I was just like scanning for keywords.
Sure.
And the keyword that sort of stopped my attention from listening to you and concentrating on that keyword is I saw the word RossFit.
Oh!
Which then, I have no idea if this article says it or not, but imagine the potential for the Miami Dolphins if they're all put on RossFit.
That would be something else.
And then they all end their interviews with, shout out to the Bears.
That's right, yes.
If this happens, I will start watching football. I will watch every single Miami Dolphins game.
I would become a Dolphins fan just for
that. I would buy cable TV, TV in general, subscribe right. to the ESPN, yes. all of that nonsense,
yes.
just to watch this.
I just wonder, I have to look up the NFL rulebook later, because I'm wondering if it is a uniform violation to have a chain of yourself wearing a chain of yourself while on the football field.
Well, maybe not on the football field, but in all of their interviews. Like, again, I would just watch it for the interviews, because the potential would be insane.
That is very true. I can imagine a couple of Miami Dolphins who might actually do that. There was a very strange interview with a couple of Miami Dolphins that I saw a few weeks ago. So, one of the players had gotten into trouble for something. I don't remember what. But he didn't... Oh, what happened was he was benched for the second half of the game. And nobody on the team wanted to announce why. But the theory was that he said he didn't want to go back into the game, which is like cardinal sin for, you know, a pro athlete. You never take yourself out of a game because you're getting paid all this money that you should be out there playing. But they said he asked to come out of the game. So the reporters after the game are in the locker room trying to interview him. And they're asking him, can you tell us what happened in the second half of the game? And one of his teammates is standing behind him. And his teammate is answering all the questions in place. So the guy who was in trouble, his name's Mike Wallace. The guy who was answering his name, Brandon Gibson. So Mike's supposed to be answering the question and saying, Mike, what happened in the second half? And Brandon says, well, you know what? I just did what the coaches told me to do. So he's speaking as his teammate. Yeah. So then they continue to ask Mike questions. And then they say things like, so we heard you wanted to take yourself out of the game. And then Mike looks over his shoulder to Brandon. And Brandon says, well, the coaches just said I wasn't going to play in the second half, so I didn't play. Now, this whole time, Brandon had played the whole game. But he's saying, I didn't play because he's speaking as Mike. So then, after like 8 questions, finally somebody says, Mike, is Brandon accurately answering the questions on your behalf? And then Mike actually speaks and says, yep, I agree with what he says. So then they turn to Brandon and finally ask him a direct question. And they say, why are you answering questions that we're asking him? And he says, well, I just don't want my dog to say the wrong thing and get into trouble.
Like, I really... So the way that I sort of imagine this happening was like... In my head before you said that, what I imagined was in the locker room, he was like, but I don't want to. Like, I don't want to talk. And he's like, you know, like like a Big Brother. It was like, right, yeah. All right, bro, let's well, we gotta sort of do this. So like, let's go.
That would have been better. And then
they said like, but I don't wanna. So he just sits there in protest.
He did kind of look like at first that he was pouting, but then ultimately, you know.
But he really needed, like, in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was stomping and going, but I don't wanna. You know what?
That's really what was going on in his head. It just didn't come out that way, so you can still picture it that way.
See, if Rick Ross got his way, I think that would be a part of Ross's.
He would encourage that kind of behavior from his players.
He would. Well, isn't that what, like, sort of made, like, not T.O. Who was his name? I can't remember. Oh, Ocho Cinco or Cinco Ocho or whatever. Ocho Cinco, right? First of all, who the hell changes their name to a number? Second of all, I understand, right? Because the fact that we're talking about him right now proves that it's an effective method.
That's right. He got what he wanted.
Exactly. But making the NFL a big portion of it is sort of the pageantry of it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know, and right. So if they would have done the, but I don't wanna, Miami Dolphins, front story, like, everywhere.
Exactly.
Like, forget wars and forget all that nonsense. Healthcare, who cares? Football player throws a temper tantrum like a 3-year-old girl.
Yes.
Done.
I love it. So I think that will be encouraged by the RossFit movement in Miami. So right. I think that Rick Ross has to get his birthday wish for his 39th birthday.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like if it happened or if it didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know when his 39th birthday is. Hopefully it's not exactly
it's today. It's today.
January 29th.
It's today.
Wow. Okay. So
he's turning 39
on January 29th. I'm going to then. Now I'm going to say, okay, I can officially call him a year older than me. It's more like 9.5 months. But okay. I'm going to call him a year older than me just because of that. Okay. I'm good with that. Wow. The picture of him
it's too painful.
It really is. I mean, he looks like what would you call this thing it looks like he's wearing?
RossFit isn't working.
No. No. I mean, like, yeah, he's
you know, I just had another thought. Like, what's going to happen to all of his tattoos?
Oh, it's
like, let's say RossFit is successful. And I think he has Abe Lincoln on his top.
Is he wearing a top hat on there? If it's Abe Lincoln, does it look like he's wearing a top hat?
I don't know. I can't tell. I'm going to post this article.
By the time RossFit actually works, then those tattoos are going to look like they're just melting on his skin. So his head's going to stretch to like a top hat.
I think that's potentially better.
Yeah. So I bet that was Rick Ross's plan all along. Get the tattoos when he was this size. So then when RossFit kicks in and he loses half this weight, they're actually going to meld into something magical.
I don't want to know what he looked like before RossFit.
Yeah. Like, who knows? I'm sure there are some satellite pictures that can tell us.
We're horrible people.
Definitely.
We are horrible people. All right. So, I'm sorry. That's all I had to contribute to the situation right
that's
here.
That's perfectly fine. No, that's actually very good. But, you know, I can segue from that.
You can.
I can.
By saying we're going to segue from that.
Right, yeah. See, so, like, it has to be a segue because I just said so.
Right,
so,
done. So, you
know, segue from a segue. So, one of the things that I've sort of caught on to lately, I've been watching a little bit. And, in fact, right before the show, I showed Jenny a video from a TV station where I interned many years ago. But they, you know, they're getting into social media, and one of the things that they're doing is they're having somebody kind of walk around with a camera, and they'll talk to people, and, you know, like how you'll see on television right before the news, like, you know, 10 minutes before, they'll have one of the reporters say, here's what we're doing on the news tonight. You know, they'll do what they call a tease. And this morning, I recorded one that I, you know, just kind of as a joke, some ridiculous fake stories. I'm thinking that what I might want to do is do, like, a series of these things. And, you know, maybe we could actually put a couple of links to them, if I get around to doing this, on the webpage. Because I'm going to start bringing Rick Ross into them. So it's going to be like, you know, the Rick Ross edition of the news.
So much excitement.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just something that I was thinking about. You know, I haven't done any news writing in like 15 years, but it's worth it just for this. It's be beautiful. So that's my idea.
Let me know if you need any assistance with that.
Okay, yeah, I think so, because I think you actually have your finger more on the pulse of Rick Ross than I do.
Well, like, it's really not that hard.
Like, that's true, yeah.
You go on this website, It's a really confusing and complicated site. You know, a lot of people haven't heard of it.
What's it called?
It's, you know, well, it's called Google.
Is that Google with a G?
Yes.
Okay.
With
not
a
the
G.
Other one. Okay, with
not,
a G.
Yeah, not with a G.
Not with a G.
Not with a G.
Okay. With a G. Not with a G. Gotcha.
Right. Just, you know, no. So I didn't say it right.
Okay.
It's not with a G. It's with a G.
Oh, with a G. Okay, yeah.
Not, do you get it?
Yes. Okay. Yes, not like...
I just wanted to clarify.
Not like with a G. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, because we are talking about Rick Ross here.
That's very
so
true.
So you might confuse it with the gangster.
Right, yes.
So, Gangster Oogle. But that's...
I love it. Gangster Oogle.
That's not what it is. They haven't... The gangster union has not gotten together yet.
There's got to be a gangster search engine. What I'm going to do about this is I will bring this up as an agenda item at the next Black People's Meeting. We are going to discuss Gangster Oogle.
So I thought of I have a question for you.
Ask away.
Do you have like a white people section in your Black People Meeting? And here's my case. Do I need to make a case for this? Or
please do. I'd love to hear this.
You want to hear my case?
Definitely.
All right. Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Eminem.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know if the white people's meeting wants them.
Right. And here is actually what we do for those people. Okay. So, in Eminem's case, obviously he
Some people would even argue Beyonce, but...
Right. Yes. That's very true.
Now I just pissed everyone off.
Don't worry, I'm about to outdo you on that.
All right.
Okay, so obviously Eminem is a big star. Vanilla Ice probably thinks he is to this day. By the way, if I sound funnier than usual, it's because I'm eating those damn mints again that I kept swallowing whole last week.
I found more, and I wanted to give them to you.
Okay, well, I have a few right here, but that'll be great. But as for what these white guys do, and that includes Beyonce, what we're doing with them is, because they think or they are big stars, when they walk into the meeting, we give them these adorable little bow ties and we say, wear these. And also we say, carry this award for being wonderful people you are. And they're these silver platters like the runner-ups at Wimbledon get. So they're wearing bow ties and walking around carrying these platters, and they think they're important. That's what we do with them at the Black People's Meeting. It's a wonderful thing. I just hope they're not listening to this, because then they'll know what we're up to.
First of all, I think your total audience is about 4 people.
Now it's probably going to go down to about 2.
Second of all, that is hilarious. Anyone who listens to this show and thinks that any of the things
I know
is actually truthful is...
Yeah. And by the way, I'm going to pat myself on the back for making a great runner-up at Wimbledon reference right there.
Like, first of all, making a reference to Wimbledon. That
Yes.
Good job, because Black people in Wimbledon, come on.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
That was a stretch.
That's right.
Did you have to explain to them what Wimbledon was?
Yeah.
Or did you just say, like, Serena Williams?
That's all I said was Serena Williams. But then half of them think tennis, and then
and then
the
her
other
sister got...
Well, the other half just think, you know, big booty, but then, you know, half think tennis, half think big booty. And then the third half, what those people think is, yeah, well, what about her big brother, Venus? That's what they tend to ask me. And now I've just taken the audience down to 1. And, you know, you know, I was actually sort of urged by people in my family, and I don't know why. And let me back up. That's the reason I actually said what I just said about Venus Williams. So, you know, growing up, and I was probably, you know, I'm a little bit older than they are, but not much. Well, not much older than Venus. But I was basically urged by members of my family to look to them as role models, to look to Venus and Serena Williams as role models. Number one, I don't play tennis. I had a very bad experience when I tried to learn to play tennis. And then on top of that, I was just saying, I actually said this right before the show, I haven't been, you know, female for more than an hour at a time in my life.
Right.
So, you know, why would I want to look up to a female tennis player? And then I thought, wait, I get it. My sister is supposed to look up to Serena. I'm supposed to look up to Venus. Must be a man. And that's how I figured it out. So, I mean, my family urged me to make that very offensive comment that I just made about 3 minutes ago.
You know what? The psychologists of the world would be proud of you. You should blame your parents for everything. You are not accountable for any of your own actions.
Not at all.
It's always your parents.
That's right. I had nothing to do with that. I mean, I was just breathing. But they're
exactly
the ones who formed me this way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They are the ones that built the template of the person that you are today.
Yeah.
And there we go.
And I'm sure they're crying right now at that thought, knowing what they've produced.
Okay, that would require someone to listen to the show, so...
Don't worry, the audience is going to grow by leaps and bounds. We're going to get back up to 5, I'm sure we are. I want to mention, since I brought it up, the bad experience that I had, because I think this will be very cleansing to talk about the experience I had when I tried to learn to play tennis.
So I just have something to
say. Please say so.
So, okay. So this is sort of, I'm weird, but anyway. This reminds me of in the Middle Ages and stuff like that, somewhere around there. They used to host confessions in a public area.
Okay.
Like, I think it was, like, discussed in, like, the Scarlet Letter.
Yeah, okay.
So it's probably after the Middle Ages, because Scarlet Letter is nowhere near the Middle Ages. But anyways, a time before now.
Okay, gotcha.
They sort of, so you had to confess your sins to, like, the entire town.
Wow.
Right? So, yeah.
Wow.
So your tennis story.
Yeah, it's sort of going to fit
not
in
be
with
anything
that.
Like that.
No, it's going to be cleansing to me, or maybe it's actually going to just cause me to want to pour bleach into my eyes again.
Cleansing was the whole reason why I even thought of it.
Yeah, well, we'll see by the time I finish this if that's actually cleansing or not.
All right. So go ahead.
So I took some tennis lessons several years ago, and it was through the school that my wife was attending at the time. So we got we got a really good deal on tennis lessons. So we went to the courts to do our first lesson.
I thought your story was done when you said you got a good deal on tennis lessons.
Not quite.
Oh.
But I really did get a good deal on tennis lessons. Okay?
Good to know.
Yes, it's
good
possible
to
do that.
I'm going
to
keep that stored up here.
That's right. It's
in my brain.
But then we're about to find out maybe it wasn't such a good deal after all. So okay. Then we were introduced to our instructor. This instructor was
Hans and Rons.
Well, yeah. She was like 80 years old.
Okay.
Very athletic for her age. But unfortunately, it looked like she had spent about way too much time on the sun.
So before they created spray tan and pigmentation stuff? I'm sorry. I have an explanation for this.
I want to hear this.
So I'm guessing you could tell because she was white.
She used to be, yeah.
Yeah, she used to be. Okay, so here's the deal. So you know nowadays, like white people who try to become black, you know, they wear the baggy pants and, you know, they speak in slurs.
Yeah, we have a couple of those guys wearing bow ties at the meeting. Yeah, I know what you're
talking
about.
Yeah, those people. So before that was allowed, and I don't understand how you don't know this, because you were actually alive for this time and I wasn't.
Thanks.
So before that time existed where, you know, these hybrids tried to assimilate into the black culture through their attire.
Correct.
They tried to get their skin colors to match.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And so that's what she was trying to do.
Well, if that's all it was, I felt like I could have accepted that a little better. The problem, in addition to that, was the fact that, it was Louisiana. It was late spring. The weather was very warm, so she tried to dress appropriately. Unfortunately, that meant wearing a tank top that was way too loose and not wearing anything underneath it. And I...
Too loose?
Yeah, she wanted to make sure that her body, or what was left of it, was breathing under there. So I didn't really notice at first because I was just like...
Mission.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at first I was just like, wow, this old broad's going to teach us how to play tennis. Okay. And then she bent over to pick up a tennis ball. And then it was at that point that I felt like I wanted to be blinded.
Hold on. Let me help you out.
Oh, boy.
Aw, never mind. I can't.
Oh, well. So it turns out, at least my wife explained to me afterwards, that this woman took quite a liking to me. And I didn't really notice. I was oblivious to it, or maybe because I was gagging from the sight of what I had just seen. But she was spending way more time giving me personal instruction and sort of ignoring my wife off to the side, which was really, really discouraging. You know, if I had heard that this very athletic female tennis instructor was going to take a liking to me and, you know, give me a lot of personal attention going in, I might have thought, wow, that's pretty neat. And then when I saw what I was in for, I thought, this is not so neat. I don't want to play tennis anymore. And I haven't picked up a tennis racket since. That wasn't cleansing at all, and in fact, I'm wondering, do we have any bleach in the studio to put into my eyes just to get that image out? Because I'm remembering it very vividly now.
Sorry. I have some comment. I have lavender-scented comment.
I didn't know they... Number one, I didn't know they still made comment. Number two, I didn't know they made it in a lavender scent.
First of all, comment is amazing. It cleans anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Comet, it makes your mouth turn green. Comet, it tastes like Listerine. Comet, it makes you vomit. So get some Comet and vomit today. I could tell you
where... And that is not one of our sponsors. And that is not an approved ad.
And it's not going to be one of our sponsors now after that.
So...
Please, move forward with this thing.
I'm going to move forward. So apparently today we're talking about current events. And when we talk about the news, obviously we don't talk about normal news because we're not normal.
That's right.
So, while Cyril was telling his amazing story, I don't know. I actually looked at the news on Facebook, which is concerning on its own right. And I found this amazing article that I think is awesome. And I don't think I would have filed a complaint.
No.
Comcast changes customers' first name to asshole on bill.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Apparently, his name, his actual name is Ricardo. But now his name, according to Comcast, is Asshole.
This is amazing.
There it is.
Asshole Brown. Asshole Brown. Brown. That's amazing.
How does this happen? I don't understand how at any company does this happen?
Also, these people owe the cable company way too much money.
Yeah, they do.
Like, what is this?
Really, that is what cable costs these days. If you get internet and phone service, you can go over $200 a month.
This is insane.
You really can, yes.
This is insane.
By the way, I'm taking suggestions from any listeners out there on really good deals on cable television, because unlike this, you know, this co-host of mine sitting next to me, I actually do get television. Wow. So I wonder, yeah, we'll look more into this story later, but I'm very curious, like, what it took to, how much they had to go through to get the name changed back.
I feel like somebody had to physically change it. Like, that was a disgruntled employee.
Yeah, yeah. Asshole.
Like, that was a disgruntled employee. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the backstory was that, like, that particular person had called Comcast and complained about things or something.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I can see making sense. You know, as much as I had wanted to do things like, you know, disgruntled employees might do, like if I was leaving a job, I never actually did it. I mean, you know, I left on good terms at all times, so I can't imagine doing that.
But you're actually quite a friendly person when you're not on the show.
Yeah.
I feel like this show brings out the worst of us.
Yeah, but actually it's truly the best of us, and other people are missing out on that, and that's their loss.
Maybe.
Yes, very true.
Maybe.
Yeah, I want to say right before we run out of time here that the inspiration for everything that you've heard on this show today is sitting right in front of us, a candle, okay? It is a soy wax candle. But that's not the important part. The important part of this is the name of the scent, as billed by the company, is Love Spell. So it's not, the candle's not lit. I mean, this isn't actually, you know, happening here, but it's We have a Love Spell candle in front of us.
Okay, but I bought this candle because, one, it smelled good. It was, like, at a craft show, and it smelled good. Like, it smells nice.
It smells like Love Spell. Well, now you know. That is Love Spell.
Like, I didn't smell the... Like, I didn't pick up the scent because it said Love Spell. I picked up every single scent and tried all of them. And I was like, this smells nice.
Let me just tell you right now, you know, next time you're on the bus, take that with you and watch what happens.
I didn't tell my bus story. But we'll have to save that for next time, which I'll probably forget to tell because I'm that amazing.
It's a great bus story. We'll get to it next week.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.